I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7, then again from 2 to 3, and we talk about all of these great things that can add value to our lives. And today we have Dr. Daniel Leffler, and we're talking about celiac disease. And 95% of celiacs don't really know it. And so we're going to get a little education right here. And we'll find out a little bit more of how, what is celiac disease and the signs and symptoms that we can look for so we can live a better life. That's what it's all about. If you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. So let's welcome Dr. Daniel Leffler. Dr. Daniel Leffler, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you actually do a study on celiac disease.
Sure. So I am a gastroenterologist by training and have been involved in celiac research through my home institution, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, for many years now. And you know, we treat a lot of patients with celiac disease with all varieties. But one thing that's become quite clear is despite the improvements we've had in the gluten-free diet in terms of food availability in restaurants, it still is not a perfect therapy. It's a really, really difficult treatment. And many people, if not most people, still have some ongoing symptoms or ongoing intestinal damage despite their best efforts to be gluten-free. And for this reason, we've been very interested for years now in looking at new treatments for celiac disease, at ways we can make the gluten-free diet better, drugs we can use, medications we can use to help the gluten-free diet work for people. And that's what this study is really all about.
So let me ask you a question, Dr. Leffler. Do you need medication? I thought it was if you just, you know, kind of take the wheat out and the barley and all that kind of, you know, out of your diet, then you would feel better.
Yeah, and I think you most people do feel better to some extent, at least. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not just feeling better to some extent or feeling better most of the time really isn't enough. Gluten is really, as you and your listeners probably know, is almost everywhere in our environment. It's in, you know, it's in pills, it's in meats, it's in vegetables. It can show up in such sneaky places that it's really almost impossible to be 100% gluten-free. And because of that, people, even when they're doing their best and are following a strict gluten-free diet, are still having symptoms from time to time. And we know it takes years, if ever, for the intestine to heal. And at the meantime, while this is going on, whilst they're having symptoms on and off, and while the intestine is still damaged, they're at risk for not just not feeling well, but for complications of celiac disease, bone disease, nutritional deficiencies, and the like. And so we really feel that while the gluten-free diet will continue to be the mainstay of treatment, we can do better, and we should be able to offer something that makes it more effective for people who are on a gluten-free diet, so they don't have symptoms on a regular basis, and so their intestine is healing quicker and more completely.
Let me ask you a question, and anybody that is just joining us, so glad that you are here with us. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Leffler. We're talking about celiac disease and really just educating all my listeners on that. You know, what are some of the symptoms that people would feel? Because, I'm looking at your little list here, and there's obviously abdominal pain, right? Mm-hmm. But then joint pain, skin rash, diarrhea, mouth sores. Wow.
Yeah, you know, that's really one of the things that I think is one of the biggest misconceptions about celiac disease is that, you know, people think, you know, it's an intestinal disease, which it is, so that must only present with intestinal symptoms. And that's really not true. The inflammation starts in the intestine, and it involves the intestine to some extent by definition, but the place you can feel it the most can vary dramatically from person to person. And some people get rashes, and some people get hair loss or fatigue or joint pain, and some people get gastrointestinal symptoms, even hair loss. So that's really, you know, one of the reasons we think we're not doing a great job diagnosing celiac disease. As we said, it's 1 in 100 people have celiac disease, but less than 25% of these get diagnosed. And that's because we just don't think about testing celiac disease in all the people with all these other symptoms.
And how, you know, I always think that it's like a new disease, you know. We haven't talked about this in years, and all of a sudden now almost everybody has celiac disease, right? You know, how does that come out? Is it just because we're you know, knowing more or educating ourselves better?
So it's really a combination. And that's one of the more common questions we get. Because, again, no one knew anyone with celiac disease growing up, and we didn't even learn about it in medical school 10 or 15 years ago. And now all of a sudden it seems to be so common. So, you know, it's a combination of both, truly. We have much better tests for celiac disease, and we have much better understanding of celiac disease than we did. And that's helping to drive up diagnosis rates. But it's actually truly increasing in prevalence. There's much more celiac disease around now than there was 40 years ago. And this is the same with all the other autoimmune conditions, whether you're talking about food allergies or type 1 diabetes. All of these conditions are really increasing. And you know, the rate we quote is doubling every 20 to 30 years. So there really is a lot more celiac disease than there was in the past. And we're doing a better job diagnosing it, which is why suddenly it seems like there's this sort of flood of celiac disease.
Now, I know we didn't mention this, but you actually say if you're undiagnosed, you could actually end up with osteoporosis and also infertility, right?
Yeah, those are, you know, the osteoporosis, the bone density problems, is actually one of the most common complications of celiac disease due to a combination of inflammation and vitamin D deficiency that's related to poor absorption because the intestine is damaged. But, you know, infertility is also common. It, you know, it's one of the groups that I am personally most aggressive about testing for celiac disease in is young women who are planning childbearing, because it can have a number of consequences on fertility, including low birth weight, celiac C-section, and miscarriage. So it's really it's such an easy thing to test for now with our current blood test for celiac disease that I think it's quite appropriate to test very frequently in anyone who you have any suspicion of they might have celiac disease due to a symptom, whether or not it's from a primary intestinal symptom or not.
Now, Dr. Leffler, you are an assistant professor over at medicine at Harvard.
Yes.
Medical school.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some of the things that we can do for my, you know, to let my listeners know now that we just scared them, right? What
sure.
can we do to really, if you feel like you might have this, is there a way to actually rule it out so that you know you don't have it?
Yeah, and again, the blood tests are very effective at doing that.
Oh,
so I think really
okay.
the first step is just talking to your doctor about getting the blood test for celiac. If you're having any symptom or medical condition that you don't have a good explanation for, you know, you have, you know, you're fatigued, you're having joint pain, and no one really knows why, you should think about whether getting a celiac blood test makes sense. Again, it's an easy blood test. It's available everywhere now, and it's very effective. If it's negative, you move on and say it's not that. But if it's positive, you can really, then you can get formally diagnosed. You can do some follow-up testing. And really, that's the first step to getting this condition under control.
Okay. And now I know that, you know, you talk about skin rashes. Is there a certain kind of a rash that you would recognize?
So the classic one is a rash called dermatitis herpetiformis, DH for short, which is an itchy rash that happens mostly on the elbows and knees, shins, comes and goes, and can sometimes be very mild and sometimes be very severe. That's the classic one. That really, if you had sort of a rash that was predominantly on your knees and elbows, maybe the back of the neck that's itchy, that would really raise my suspicions.
So is that only after you eat, or pretty much all the time?
It could, you know, it's because in a normal person they eat gluten every day, so the skin rash sort of goes up and down and doesn't seem to have any correlation. In fact, many people, you know, don't notice much of a correlation with gluten intake before they get diagnosed with celiac disease because they're eating gluten every day all the time, and the inflammation is so chronic, you don't notice a really clear pattern of, you know, I ate pasta and now I feel worse today than I did yesterday.
Okay. Well, for anybody that is just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way, and that's what I do here. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Leffler, and he's talking about celiac and really just getting educated on celiac disease. Where can we find more, and what should we be looking for?
So, there is... The most important thing is to talk to your doctor about getting tests for celiac disease if you have symptoms. And also, if you have celiac disease and you have ongoing symptoms, to get evaluated for why that is. And that's very, very common. Again, it's easy to say the gluten-free diet, but it's hard to do, and many people don't feel back to normal, even despite trying a gluten-free diet for years. And the study that we're doing that I'm helping with now at my center and is that going on across North America is looking at an enzyme to break down accidental gluten that gets eaten in the stomach before it can cause damage in the small intestine. So going to the study website, the central study website, which is www.celiactionstudy.com, really has a lot of good information about celiac disease in general and about the study, about whether or not somebody might be eligible for it.
Okay. And when you say eligible, what would make you eligible with all the different symptoms that you're talking about?
Yeah. So really, I mean, if you have a diagnosis of celiac disease and any ongoing symptoms despite a gluten-free diet, it's worth talking to whoever's running the study locally for you. Because really, that's the major thing. If you're not feeling as well as you'd like and you've been diagnosed with celiac disease, then you might consider participating. And that's something that really is best gone through on a person-to-person basis.
And, Doctor, can you give us just a couple things that we should try to stay away from just to see if, you know, we can kind of do it with diet?
So I would actually advise if you're thinking you have symptoms that are related to gluten or maybe consistent with celiac disease, I would really encourage people to get tested first before they start changing their diet, because actually many of the tests we use get – become hard to interpret, if not normal, once people go gluten-free. So that's actually an important point, and thank you for bringing it up, is that, you know, this is a disease that's primarily treated by diet, but still requires a definitive diagnosis so that we can test for vitamin problems, test for bone problems, and really know how best to treat you. So really, if you're thinking about celiac disease or think about gluten issues, get tested. Get the quick blood test first, and then, you know, regardless, if you still, even if it's negative, if you still want to try a diet, that's completely fine. But make it much easier to give appropriate care, having that information ahead of time.
Really good point there. Okay, I'm glad we talked about that. Don't try and self-diagnose yourself. Go get a test, a blood test, right? And then
yes.
you can know, you know, where you're at instead of everybody going, oh, must be gluten, because that's how we think, right?
Exactly.
So, well, thank you so much, Dr. Daniel Leffler. Where do we find out more about you? And again, I do want to give out the website. That is www.cellyactionstudy.com. And where do we find out more about you?
So I can, you can look at my hospital website, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, BIDMC.org, has more information about us and our celiac center. And we're always glad to hear from people.
All right. Well, thank you for spreading the word. I appreciate it. And thank you for being a guest on the Kim Pagano Show.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You have a really great day. All right. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Hello, darling. It's your Queen of Halloween here, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and I'm your hallowed host for Every Now and Then Theater's radio dramedy, Love Halloween Style. Every Now and Then Theater presents five twisted tales. Love at a Funeral, My Perfect Husband, Till Death Parts Us, Halloween Computer Date, and Hacker Love with me, Elvira, your Mistress of Mayhem. Until then, darling, unpleasant dreams.
Listen Halloween Eve from 9 till 10 on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And I'm so glad that you are joining me here today on AM 1590 KVTA. Mary Lou Wiseman came up with this book, and it's called My Middle-Aged Baby Book. And I love it because there's so many things that we forget about our own lives. And so I'm really excited this is a book where, you know, you write everything down that you might be forgetting soon or that you want to really pass on to your children. So let's bring Mary Lou on. She'll be able to tell us a little bit more about it. Mary Lou, are you there and welcome?
I am here, and thank you very much, Kim, for having me on your show.
You're welcome. So tell me a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this great book.
Well, this book is the result of a comment I heard. A middle-aged friend said to me, tomorrow I'm having my first root canal. And the words, my first, reminded me of the fact that my mother kept a baby book for me. Perhaps your mother did too if she liked you enough.
Yes, and you know what's so sad though? You know, I have four children and each book kind of gets a little bit diminished, you know, each time. And I hate to say that because they're like, you know, did nothing happen in our lives? You know,
so. Yeah, but you got to give yourself points for your mother's exhaustion. You know?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah, four kids, the first one gets a baby book, and the second one gets comments in the margin, and the third one, it's just forget about it.
Gets teeth and hair locks.
Yeah, and that's it. But anyway, what I did was I thought about that baby book, and then I began to think, when she said my first root canal, I thought my first tooth, and then I began to see all of the ways in which middle age mimics babyhood, and really I came quickly to the conclusion that middle age, like infancy, is an important developmental stage and deserved its own baby book, thus my middle-aged baby book. And in it you get to record all the memorable firsts of babyhood, of middle-aged babyhood, and plus there are lots and lots of essays, because I enjoy writing essays. So there are essays as well on amusing essays on a variety of subjects.
You know, Mary Lou, I just have to say, I think you nailed it. I really do. I'm really excited to go through this. I want to tell everybody a little bit, and if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Mary Lou Wiseman. We're talking about her book, My Middle-Aged Baby Book. There's things in here where you start off with my first gray hair, and I mean, we can even go back further. My first credit card. There's things that, you know, and then you kind of like how life starts to regress, I guess I would say. My first tooth I lost, right? My first colonoscopy, my first, you know, and so I just, you know, you're right. Those are things that we really, you know, I and my mom, love her dearly. She's a beautiful woman, and she says as you get older, you know, your looks start to go. And I said, that just means you have more beauty on the inside, you know. and, you know, so this is just something right there is, we have to honor our journey and evolve with our life. And
yes, this book makes it a lot easier to put up with the difficulties and challenges of middle age, because it makes fun of them. You know, they are true. It is true. You have periodontal problems, which is why the book, if you may have noticed, is padded so that you can teeth on it. It is true. The way babies love their bath, middle-agers love to splash about in their jacuzzis. I've got a little essay called Am I a Girl or a Boy? And the way to tell is if you're a boy, you've got prostate troubles, and if you're a girl, you've got hot flashes. And when you get done reading that essay about how women are forever flinging open windows and leaping into their own refrigerators, and men are always sitting on the last seat on the aisle in the movies so that they can
go to the bathroom.
And, you know, it makes these challenges a lot easier to put up with if you can laugh at them. You've always got a choice. Humor only deals with what's true.
Right. Now, you know, I'm looking at one of your chapters in here, I Dress Myself, okay?
Yes.
Where, you know, switches from jockeys to boxers, wear shirt out, and it's kind of, you know, and I don't know if you have it in here for women where you start, I always wore really high shoes, and now I went from high shoes to comfortable shoes. You know?
Yeah, well, but there is. There's that particular part of the book is divided, you know, for men or for women. And there's also divided for men and women is a page called See How I've Grown, which is typical of babies, right? But it's also typical of middle-aged people. Like, and then there's right next to it is another page called See What I've Grown, because remarkably, middle-aged people start growing very odd things, some of which need to be removed with a tweezer.
I know where you're going with this. You know, Mary Lou, I'm a hair therapist, and you know, again, I deal with people that are like, my hair is not the same as it, you know, okay, well, let's enhance it, you know, and I think life is just one big enhancement.
Yes, and middle age is the proving ground, isn't it?
Yes.
Middle age is where you get the inspiration born of necessity to start paying attention and seeing what you can do about it.
Exactly.
And we have a lot of that in this book. Lots of.
You know, now, do you have something that inspired you to write this book? I mean, I see that you're a journalist and that you have other books, Intensive Care, A Family Love Story, Traveling While Married, and what is it, Al Jaffe?
Al Jaffe's Mad Life. That was a biography of a Mad Magazine cartoonist.
Ah, okay. And so what inspired you to write this book?
This particular book just came from a comment that a friend made. A middle-aged friend said, oh, gee, I have my first root canal. And the words my first brought me back to the baby book my mother kept for me. That in which he recorded my memorable firsts, and it began to occur to me that middle age had its own memorable firsts, and you know, the pot bellies, the, you know, babies wear pastel colored rompers. Middle age baby wears pastel rompers too, but we call them sweats. Mm-hmm. Or we call them workout clothes.
I love it. I love it. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, this is really great. We're talking with Mary Lou Wiseman, and her book is My Middle-Aged Baby Book. If you didn't have a baby book when you were a baby, guess what? You can do it now.
And,
you know,
you can fill this one out yourself so you can have it read just the way you want it.
Exactly. I just love it. And as we go through here, see how I've grown, you know, see what I've grown, okay, and that's what you were talking about, chin hair, right, eye flap, nice, okay, knee flap, yeah, your whole body starts to change, right? Now, what about my imaginary friend? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it isn't so weird anymore, but when people started wearing, you know, earbuds and talking out loud like the village crazy person.
Yes. I used to be in the grocery store, and if they were talking, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you're saying. They'd look at me like crazy, right?
Yeah, at first, I mean, and so that, and you know how babies have imaginary friends, and so I thought, well, my goodness, middle-aged people also have imaginary friends. I mean, and so there's a picture of a woman gesturing wildly, walking down the street, talking to nobody, you know, apparently.
Right.
And I thought that was worth noticing.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question, Mary Lou. Of all the topics in your books, you know, what kind of feedback are you getting? Which is the one that people relate the most to?
Well, I think they're all lovable because I wrote the book, so what else could I possibly think? But I think the one that really catches I think it may be the hallmark of one of the firsts of middle age is forgetting. So I've written an essay called I Forget. And I don't know if you know this, Kim, but after the age of 30, the brain loses thousands of neurons every day, every hour even, of their, you know, brain cells, right, to put it bluntly.
Okay.
And these are the nerve cells that tend to take the car keys with them and leave important things behind, like the words and music to the Mickey Mouse Club theme song. This thing we call forgetting is really neuron loss, and there is nothing you can do about it. It doesn't help to wear a hat. They'll escape just the same. So, and in this essay, I suggest that there are two kinds of forgetting. One is losing one's train of thought. Which
I call that ADD at 50, correct? Which
Start a sentence, you maybe get to the noun, and you almost get to the verb, and suddenly you have no idea what you're talking about.
Right, and they call that a senior moment?
That's a senior moment, but it's also, this begins to strike at around 40.
Okay.
And then there's another basic kind of forgetting, which is losing the passengers on one's train of thought, which means that you forget the names. So it's really, this is the hardest thing to contend with, and people worry a great deal about forgetting, but once they've read this essay, they're going to just think it's a lot of fun.
And is that essay in this book?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, I'm so glad that you are here, and we start your day in a positive way on the Kim Pagano Show, and we are talking with Mary Lou Wiseman. We're talking about this book, My Middle-Aged Baby Book. Where do we find it?
You can find it everywhere. It's at Amazon. It's Barnes & Noble. It's in all your independent bookstores. It's very easy to come by. It's doing very well already.
I can't imagine why.
I think I know what's going on here. Is that it's turning out? This, like, I hadn't thought about this, but it's turning out to be the perfect gift book for a middle-aged baby birthday party.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, I'm serious. I have a couple friends that, this is perfect. It's really, it's like a time, I mean, something that they can kind of write in, and I think it can follow them all the way through the rest of their life, and they can also give it, you know, hand it down to their children. I just want to comment really quick on your last page, Living Will of... Tell us about that. That is, I love everything that you did in this book.
Thank you. Well, the only way I can tell you about The Living Will, which is the last page of the book, is to read it to you because it's very short.
Okay.
If the time comes when I am incapacitated to the point that I can no longer actively take part in decisions for my own life and am unable to direct my physician as to my medical care, I wish this document to stand as a statement of my wishes. Should it be determined that I am in an irreversible, persistent, vegetative state, plant me.
I love it. With that, oh my gosh, I'm telling you, this is a great gift for anybody's birthday and your parents. I mean, I really do love it, and I can't wait to share this with everyone. Again, Mary Lou Wiseman, her book, My Middle-Aged Baby Book. Mary Lou, thank you so much. Leave us with one thought.
One thought. Have fun. Laugh out loud. It's been reduced these days to LOL. But you'll laugh out loud on every page. That's what I meant to do. I meant to give a gift to middle-agers that would be fun and would cheer them on, because I'm not sure a book on old age is going to be quite as much fun.
I love it. I love what you're doing, and keep sharing.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much. Mary Lou Wiseman, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And, you know, we always talk about things that can add value to our lives here every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. And I met Allie Brown over at the women's conferences a while back when I was promoting that. And she's going to be talking to us about coaching small businesses and she has a little venture and a journey that she's gone on, and now she's here to help us with growing our money and growing small businesses. So I'd love to welcome Allie Brown to our show. And again, if you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Allie, are you there?
I am, Kim. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Welcome. And so tell us a little bit for my listeners that don't know you. I actually got one of your little CDs, and I loved doing, you know, what you talked about. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey and how you started. And you're, I guess you're in New York now, right? You started back in 1999?
I started way back in New York, yeah. I'm an East Coast girl originally. And, you know, I had hopped around all kinds of jobs in my 20s, really kind of realizing that, Kim, I was unemployable. You know, I really didn't like having a job. I thought something was wrong with me because all my friends had jobs and, you know, they were all happy. And I finally realized that I just wanted more freedom. And that's how I saw that I wanted to become an entrepreneur. And so my journey has been, you know, I wouldn't recommend my path to everyone because I tell you, I'm not a plan B girl. I really just walked out the door and figured it out. And for me, that was what I needed to do. So I went out and started a little business that was offering business writing services. And I knocked on doors and asked for referrals and went to networking meetings and was just busting my butt all over town figuring this out. Now, the turning point for me is finally just making, you know, I didn't have big dreams. I just wanted to make enough income to pay my rent and buy my groceries and not be starving, right? But I noticed that many other women, especially who I knew, were saying, Allie, this is amazing. How are you working for yourself? And, you know, I thought, well, gosh, I don't really know much, you know, but I can share with you what I've learned. And so I started teaching and I started sharing courses and ebooks and creating things that people could learn from online. And that turned into the business that I have today. And I love what I do. I help people all over the world start and grow businesses that make money, that help people. And it's really a revolution happening right now for small businesses.
And when you say, what is it that you do? I mean, you know, I think of myself as an entrepreneur. I've been a hair therapist for many years, owned a hair salon.
Okay, now tell me about the hair therapist. You have to tell me. You have to explain that.
I'm sorry?
Explain the hair therapist.
I actually make people look good from the outside in.
Okay.
And so, you know, whether they're sitting in my chair or not, I give them the tools to, you know, help them become and look what they, you know, how they what they feel like they should be looking, you know.
I thought it had to do with therapy, like I could get my hair done and get therapy, because I'd sign up for that.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And when you say, you know, people think of it as therapy, they're like, oh, I don't have any problems. Well, it's not about problems. It's really about looking and feeling your best.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great. So you're a small business owner yourself.
And it kind of goes along with what you're doing, you know. I mean, it's you're helping them put their line together of who they are, right, as an entrepreneur.
Yes, yes, totally.
So what are some of the steps that you know, we would take if we were just, you know, is this for somebody that's just starting off? Is this for somebody that has, you know, kind of ventured out there to be on their own as a small business?
Well, let me give you three keys that can apply to whether you're getting started or if you've been in business even for a few years, because you need to always revisit these three keys. And the first is passion or purpose for what you're doing. Now, to some people, this may seem like, you know, woo-woo, or what does this have to do with the business and making money? I'll tell you, it has a lot to do with it, because studies show that the business owners who make it through the long haul, whether it's tough times or, you know, rocky times in their business, they have a passion for what they do so much that they keep going. And that's really, really important. So if you're starting a business, try to align it with something you love. That's like a great thing to do, because it'll give you a higher chance to succeed. The second key is marketing the heck out of your business every day. Now, this may seem like a given, but so many business owners get caught up in the running of the business and taking care of the problems every day. They forget to get out there and get the word out. So I tell my clients, you know, to eliminate the overwhelm, maybe pick like three areas that you can focus on to get out in front of prospective clients and customers every day. And that will keep you on track. And the third key is to watch the numbers. Women especially, who I worked with, I've noticed that they tend to sometimes ignore the numbers part, because they don't either they don't know how to manage it, or that's kind of the icky part of business. They need to really get a handle on the numbers, because if they don't, the business will not take off. They're going to hit a wall.
When you say the numbers, Allie, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, and one, I'm so glad that you are here. It's all about adding value, and you made a great choice to tune in here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Allie Brown, and we're talking about bettering yourself in business and really having a direction. Now, when you say watch the numbers, what do you mean by that?
I'll have clients come to me who can't figure out why they're not making money, and they literally are not watching their sales. They literally do not know how many clients they have, or have added up how many products they're selling. Or, you know, they're kind of watching the bank account just to make sure it doesn't go under, but they're not figuring out how to make it grow. And, you know, one of the biggest problems in growing a business is a lack of capital. You know, I bootstrapped it, so I had to figure it out every day. And that's how a lot of business owners get started. There is a program I want people to know about that could help them. It's called the Mission Main Street Grants Program. I'm working with Chase on this. They're putting this together. And what they're doing is they're going to select 12 business owners from around the country. And these small business owners will be receiving a $250,000 grant. So to find out if you're eligible and apply, you want to go take a look at this. It's missionmainstreetgrants.com. And I want your listeners to know about it, Kim, because the deadline's coming up on October 31st. When they apply, they'll get a great social media toolkit, and the recipients of the grants will also be eligible to go to Google's headquarters for a special marketing workshop, which sounds really cool.
Okay. So let me go back to, obviously, number one, passion and purpose for what you do. Obviously, and you know, I have four children, and I always tell them, follow your passion, follow, because, you know, it really has made sense to me is when you're doing something you love, money comes to you.
Sometimes. You've got to merge them together, right? People say, okay, so this is a great question. People say, well, do what you love and the money will follow. Well, if you know what you're doing, because you have to figure out a way consciously to merge what you love to do with something that's going to make money. And, you know, this happens with a lot of women especially. I'm talking about women because that is mostly who I work with. I work with men, but the women start businesses because it's around purpose they have in their life or something they love to do, but they'll kind of treat it like a hobby. So I help them figure out ways to really turn it into something that makes money. And that is important. You have to make sure that it's going to. Otherwise, you may be, you don't want to be broke the rest of your life. That's not a good thing.
Right. Okay, and then marketing. Are you talking about actually hiring somebody to market you, a PR, or are you marketing yourself?
Marketing yourself is the best way to get started, because I tell you, I've made the mistake as well. Even when I started to grow and had the money to hire other people to help, you know, PR people and marketing people, they didn't quite get my message. It still wasn't me. And so I think it's a great thing. You need to be out there talking to people on a regular basis, because you will hear how they respond to you. You'll hear the questions they ask you. You will hear the language they use to describe what you do. So you will get such a shortcut in knowing how to market yourself by getting out there and doing it yourself. Now, some people are terrified, though, right? Of doing this. So, you know, if you do need to hire help, you know, because you're very shy, then that makes sense.
Right. Now, okay, so marketing, you definitely have to have your message, correct?
Yeah, especially these days. There's so much noise. I mean, social media is great, but you have to make sure that you're standing out in all that clutter.
Right. And so what are some of the ways that you marketed yourself for my listeners?
Well, you know, probably three key ways. The first is, you know, when social media came out, I was looking at going, you know, like when Facebook came out, I remember a friend sent me a link and I said, this is the last thing that I need to be doing is being on this site. What a waste of time. Well, how wrong was I? Because today, Facebook's one of our best tools for connecting with prospective clients and customers. Because, you know, my market's women. If your market's women, you want to be on Facebook. Right? If your market is professionals or you have a B2B service, then you want to be on LinkedIn. You know, it's all about actually identifying the channels that'll work for you. So don't go listen to some guru who just says this is the next big thing. You have to make sure that it's a good match for your business. So social media is a big component of how I market. But you know, it's interesting. I really just get on there and do two things, and everybody can do this: conversation and community. You want to start conversations around your business, around the topics that you're passionate about some things that can link into what you do. And that starts building a community. And especially if you market to women, women love being part of a community. So social media is the first. The other two ways of marketing, I tell you, just getting out there and talking to people. People like to hide behind their websites now, and it's really good, Kim, to get out there and honestly meet people. So figure out some, you know, places you can go where you could possibly meet prospects that could possibly work with you or buy your products. And the third way is then thinking bigger, looking at ways to do media, to be on shows like this, to be reaching larger amounts of people at one time. And that takes a little strategy.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's move into the next one. And anybody that is just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Allie Brown. We're talking and we're calling all small business owners, mostly women. Now, is this missionmainstreetgrant.com? Is that for women only?
Nope, it's for women and men. Absolutely. Okay. It's for there's two main qualifications to be eligible. You need to be in business for two or more years and have less than 100 employees. But listen, there's many more things you need to know, so go to missionmainstreetgrants.com. But remember, the deadline's coming up October 31st, so you definitely want to go take a look at that today. But that's open to any business that is a for-profit business and meets the eligibility requirements. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is. Now, okay, thinking bigger, could you grow too fast? Is there ever that?
it's happened. It can happen when you don't know how to maintain your business. You know, I have seen some clients grow too quickly and then take on, for example, too many clients and then not be able to take care of them all. And then they gain a bad reputation, right? So it's about managed growth, which, you know, when it gets exciting when we start to grow, because it's finally, you know, the revenue is coming in, but you have to back it up. It's really important. But you shouldn't be scared of it at all. I mean, those big leaps are how we grow. It's how we move forward. Whether you have cash for your business or you're lucky enough to receive a grant like the one we're talking about from Mission Main Street Grants, or if you're bootstrapping it, either way, you still have to watch your growth. But I tell you, you know, more people hold back than go forward. So I say go for it. That's usually what I tell my clients, and you can figure out the details later.
Okay, Ali, I love what you were talking about. If somebody wanted to work with you, what would that look like?
I train women in a few different ways. I have a training program called Elevate, which is online at my website. It's aliebrown.com. And then I do personal coaching and consulting at different levels. And really, the women I work with personally are the ones with the million-dollar-plus companies. And then I have great programs that are affordable for women who are just getting started as well.
Okay. And so what would be your first three tips that you, if you were just meeting me as a hair therapist or a radio host, what would be the first three tips that you would give me?
The first is I would find out what your kind of state of the union is. I would actually have you look at, you know, pull up your profit and loss statements, look at how you're making money right now. And so that will tell me a lot. It's like looking inside, you know, it's like when the doctor looks inside the x-ray. That's like me looking inside your business. And okay. I would ask you to share with me if there are any challenges going on with you right now, because that'll give me a big key into finding out, you know, where we can make adjustments. That sometimes one small change in a person's business can lead to a lot of growth. The second thing I do is we'd look at your marketing. Is your messaging consistent? Is your website? Now, I'm not saying this about you, Kim. I'm just being, you know.
No, I know.
You
can,
okay. So for, you know, sometimes clients will be like, I don't know why I'm not getting clients online. And we'll look and their website looks like it's from 1995, you know. And so, you know, we have to look at everything and make sure it's consistent. Make sure your branding looks good. Branding's important, but it's not everything. But people do judge a book by its cover. They will judge your business by how your website looks and feels to them. I mean, it's just a state of fact. It's just a fact. And then the third thing I always do is actually talk, especially with the women clients, I actually get to know you very well personally, because often as women grow their businesses, they go through incredible personal growth as well. This will bring up all your issues. Ladies, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. As you grow a business, this will bring up all your stuff that needs to be dealt with for you to move on. You know, it could be self-confidence issues, self-esteem issues, past, you know, even relationships that need to be healed. I mean, it's wild, the stuff that comes up. And once that's taken care of, though, and I'm not a therapist, but we know we talk about it and help them.
Kind of like me with a hair therapist.
Yeah, maybe you can help them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's amazing. It's a very personal part of the business that a lot of people don't talk about, but the business owner really needs to make sure she's taking care of herself. And that's the third part.
I love it. And you know, one of the things that I really stress to my listeners is filling your own cup, because, you know, as a mom, as a woman, we take care of everybody else, and, you know, and then we're trying to have a successful business, and if we're not filling our own cup, and I'm like right there, you know.
No, that's so great you said that, because I just had twins 5 months ago, and man.
Congratulations, I did hear that.
Thank you. It's a different ball game now. Oh, man. Me time's a joke. I mean, you know, you have to really schedule that in. And it's, it's even more important, because, you know, otherwise you're exhausted all the time and you can't help anybody.
You got it. Well, Ali, it was amazing talking to you. I'd love to talk to you again. Again, just for my listeners, missionmainstreetgrant.com, and I'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much for being a part of our show today. And if you ever want to, you know, have something to share with our show here, you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow, or you can call me at 805-419-0008. And, of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness, and I thought this was a good one. No one is born an expert, but we all have strengths. Always be working to develop your gift into passion and purpose. With that, we'll talk to you later. Have a really great weekend.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.